Hello, I'm Chuck, and this is
CyberSmart.
Small business web solutions.
Web solutions.
Tricks
and services.
And services.
Designed for your
local business.
In today's business world, you've got to be
CyberSmart.
This is Chuck with CyberSmart. I'm a little bit tired. I was up all night running my political blogs, keeping up with the Rush Limbaugh story with his heart attack last night, so I'm a little bit tired. But I wanted to get this podcast out today about content being king and about SEO being dead and what kind of things we might look for in 2010. Maybe I'll make some predictions. I've been spending a lot of time on LinkedIn and some other places, and there's seems to be a lot of controversy out there about a lot of people claiming that content is king and really all you have to do is produce good content and you'll be okay. And then there's other people that say, no, you have to know high-end SEO or else it is not going to work. And really, there is no cookie-cutter template for any of this. It really depends on what your market is and what your competition is and so many different things. But generally, overall, SEO is not dead. That is a big misnomer. For example, let's take two different bloggers in the same market, both with quality content. One person is employing basic SEO, the other one is not. Well, the fact of the matter is that the person that is employing just good standard basic SEO procedures is going to outrank and do better than the quality content. It's just the way it is. So content is king, there's no doubt about it. It's the foundation of everything else, but SEO is very much important. Now, a lot of things have changed as far as SEO goes, because nowadays, really, if you employ and you have a solid understanding of the basics of SEO, your on-page SEO, and it's not really a mystery, the hardest thing about it is sticking to the practice. For me and a lot of other people that I've heard about, you know, it's really your title tags, your meta description tags, your regular tags, your proper use of headings. All of that information is available. It's all on this blog and in the videos and in the articles on here. Pretty much covers it, and it's really just a matter of actually doing it. We get lazy. I get lazy. I want to get the post out and don't take the time. And that's why a lot of times I go back. My last video I was talking about going through and surfing your own website and doing some deep linking. And because you're always adding fresh content, you can always do internal linking to your anchor text, to your keywords, things like that. Now, some of the changes, you know, SEO is evolving and a lot of things have evolved. If we look back at a couple years ago, webmasters were raking it in. Two of my clients, prior to hiring me as their webmaster, had spent $5,000 and up to have their website built. And that's what used to happen just a few years ago. Everybody thought that they have to have an absolutely unique website, and a lot of pretty websites, and a lot of ugly ones too, really. But I just can't imagine paying $5,000 for a website. So what happened was that businesses started to figure out, hey, while that's a nice looking website, but I'm not showing up. I'm not showing up in search engines. Because in that period of time, webmasters were webmasters. They really did not know about any of these things, about SEO. So that kind of took a hit, and people started to discover the power of blogging and WordPress and all that kind of thing. So the webmasters, or the web designers, took a hit. The next group of people that came in were the SEO specialists, and they charged big bucks on a monthly basis. So what companies are doing right now is they're really evaluating their budgets and what they're willing to spend on their Google and what they're willing to spend on their monthly SEO, because a lot of them are discovering how they can be self-empowered through using WordPress and those platforms. My business model here is kind of rolling with the flow here. You may notice I offer a lot of things here, from free stuff, free information, free tutorials, to just getting a business set up. I can just set up the website for them, and they can run it from there. Or I can manage it on a monthly basis. I don't charge outrageous fees for that. You know, some companies don't want to mess with their website. They want to do whatever their business is, and they really don't want to pay much. I have a client like that. They don't want to mess with the website. They're too busy. And that's fine. That's fine. They're very happy that they're not forking out. They were paying some like almost $1,500 a month in Google clicks to get people to come to their website. So they're very happy to pay me just a few hundred dollars a month, the big time savings. So right now the SEOs are taking a hit. And I noticed this on LinkedIn a lot. A lot of these SEOs are on there telling people that, that they can't do SEO. It's too high tech. And in some cases, that may be, you know, it really depends what your market is and what your competition is. Most of the time, I found the sites I've done here in Chicago, and I got one down in New Orleans, too, a roofing company down there. And any of those websites, you know, in roofing and tree service, counseling, any of those types of things, I've done very, very well with good, unique content and basic SEO. I have not had to employ any black hat techniques or more advanced tactics. It's worked, you know, over a period of time. Sometimes it takes a month, sometimes it takes two, sometimes it takes six, you know, it depends. The other fact of the matter is, if you're in a highly, highly competitive market, and you're not employing black hat techniques, you're kind of better off going and pounding your head on a sidewalk. It's just the way it is, because who you're contending with is people that are using black hat techniques, and so sometimes you do have to use those. You know, I don't like to. I was using some of them for some of my micro niche blogging, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, things are changing, and I'm looking ahead at okay, what are business people going to be looking for? What are they going to be willing to spend? And that's why on CyberSmart I'm offering a spectrum of services there to accommodate what I see coming up. I'd like to talk a little bit about being in Google too. I see some changes coming there. You know, I was talking about a book. It was titled How Google Changed the World. And it really is a good book, and I've been wondering about this too. You know, Bing is not going to overtake Google. I don't see that happening, but I do see maybe an 80-20 split coming on here. And what he goes back to, if you think about this, you know, Bill Gates did not pick up on the fear that he was creating when he was having such a concentration of power. And eventually they came in with a lot of antitrust, you know, and broke him up. And he didn't have his pulse on that fear. What the point of that book was is that Google's a little bit hubris and not really on the pulse of the fear that's out there. I mean, a lot of people don't like Google having that much power. A lot of people don't realize how much power they have. I mean, as far as intrusion in your life, you know, knowing your records and your emails, I mean, they got everything. There's no doubt about that. And I see some kind of, I don't know what, but they're always going to be top. Well, not always, but, you know, I don't see them losing their top position for sure. But I see changes coming in there. And that's why for 2010, I'm building a relationship with Bing. As a matter of fact, this is real strange with the Chicago SEO challenge that I have going on with my Chicago Handyman site, where I'm trying to, in 30 days, get it to show up in the search engines. This has never happened. I already have showed up in Bing for all three terms, and one of them has 27 million listings. That's really strange. Usually I list in Google and in Yahoo and Bing second, so I don't know what's happening there. The other thing that you may have noticed last night, Google came around and gave gifts or gave penalties, depending on what you were, and they issued site weight. And surprisingly, CyberSmart received a 2. I was very, very surprised. I've never had a blog be issued that kind of site weight in just 30 days. So there's some new things going on with Google there. So moving on to what 2010, you know, the jack of all trade, I think, is going to be the successful business model as far as web developers go. And again, I hate saying web developer. I see possibly some new terms coming in, because what do you call a guy like me? You know, I'm kind of a jack of all trades. I know SEO. I know how to use front page, and I have Expressions Web. I can build custom websites. Those are prehistoric. I don't do it. But there's, I think there's a new, I don't even know what you would call it, a new position, shall we say, you know, where you're kind of a jack of all trades and you offer all this kind of stuff, because the SEOs are going to take, are going to start to take a hit. They're charging outrageous sums of money, and that's about to take a hit because people are starting to realize that they can empower themselves through WordPress, and that's what this blog is all about, is empowering small businesses to run their own websites. Or, like I said, I got a spectrum here. Some companies don't want to do that. They're too busy, and I offer those services as well. So, yeah, content is definitely king, but do not think that you can just have content. You really have to have SEO. And in most cases, just good basic practice on page and off page is what you need. And then it's a matter of, you know, if you got the good content going on and people are reading your stuff, and you're getting your, you don't really have to, you know, the other thing, you know, people running around trying to get links all the time, and boy, I really, yeah, I run the comment love and stuff like that, and when I leave comments, I got to get some juice back. That's more a time thing with me. I'm very busy, and like, I got 22 blogs, you know, three of them major ones that I post on every day. So I don't have, I just don't have the time to go around and spend 2 hours a day leaving comments on people's blogs. I wish I did. I love to talk to people. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, don't trip out on getting a bunch of inbound links, because if you're writing good content and you're a part, like, of Blogging Gauge or Dig or whatever the networking communities you belong to, you're naturally going to get these links over a period of time. You know, I see people actually spending money for links and begging for link exchanges, and I really don't pay much mind to that, and I've done okay. So that's another thing. So those are my predictions. I see guys like me and other web solution services doing good, and I see some of the major SEOs and their high prices taking a hit in the year to come. And I also look for Bing possibly to do some good. And I'm building a relationship there because I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket. So that's just a little short podcast. It's the last day of the year. And I wish everybody a great new year, and be safe out there tonight. I'm going to Buddy Guys. And remember that the comment contest begins here at CyberSmart tomorrow. Whenever I get up, I'm going to roll the top commenters widget back to zero, and $20 isn't a big prize, but hey, it should be fun. So peace, everybody, and have a happy new year. Bye-bye.